mom, dad. And I'll tell you what, that is the most difficult job I've ever had. And I really, really, I think God showed me a lesson, how difficult it really is. And he taught me that how important a mother is in a home. And the things that, like, sometimes I would have a habit of coming home and saying, why isn't this cleaned up? Why isn't this done? You know, because I'm a very organized person in most cases. But I realized after taking care of my little kids that there's almost impossible to do everything. And I don't know how you do it, but you do. And I thank God for you. I really do. What a blessing it is for moms. We have an interesting topic today. If you are new here and you see me moving around, it's okay. They might have to put a stake here with a bungee cord sometimes to keep me in place, but that's just the way I am. I have to move around. It's very difficult for me to stand still. Although I did a good job on vacation. So, but we have an interesting topic today. I was going back and forth about what should I talk about today. And I was asking the Lord, and you know how you just know it doesn't feel right? It just doesn't feel right. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, this is what he said to me. He said, you know, a lot of people are in such need, and they feel hopeless, and they feel like nothing's ever going to change, and they feel as though everything is against them. And they have no way out. But God said, I am the God of the impossible. Yeah. God of the impossible. So that's what our topic is. Amen. The text that I'm going after, actually there's so many scriptures that I had to kind of bring it down a little bit. Otherwise we'll be here until Father's Day. So, Matthew 19, verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said, it's right up there on the screen, right? Yes. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. And it takes a little time to really get that into your spirit, you know? Have any of you ever had an occasion where you felt that it was absolutely impossible for something to come through for you? Anybody? Can raise your hand. Be honest now. I mean, I can't count the number of times. There's something specific that you might remember that was, you knew that it had to be a miracle and God had to come through you. That's the only way that would work. God had to come through for you. Not anything that you did or anybody else did, but God himself. Yeah. All right? I'm going to give you an example of an occasion of that. A number of years ago, when my son was going to college, he called me on the phone. And he said, Dad, I've been in an accident. And, you know, when you hear that as a parent, you get very, very worried. And I said, where? And he's 5 minutes from our home on Grand Island Boulevard. It was very icy. It was December. And the car slid. He went over, 1 foot over the yellow line, 1 foot. And somebody hit him, spun him around. The car was totaled, but he was fine. And the guy that hit him, older guy, come running to me, is your son okay? I said, he appears to be okay. Thank God, he's good. And it was a big situation. The sheriff gave him a ticket for following too closely. And I didn't understand that. I said, following too closely? He didn't hit anybody. And it doesn't make sense, following too closely. There was no cars in front of him. There was only his car, the guy that hit him. Anyways, we were just glad, and he was worried about the car. And I said, you know, I don't care about the car. That can be replaced. I said, I care about you. You're okay, and that's what I care about. And a couple days later, someone walked up to me and handed me a lawsuit for $500,000, saying that the same guy that ran to me and said, is your son okay? He couldn't walk. He was in a wheelchair. I said, that's impossible. He ran up to me. You know, I said, how can he say now that he's in a wheelchair and he can't walk? So I called my insurance company up, and they said, we're going to look into this. And going back and forth for a couple weeks, I get a phone call from the insurance company that said, Mr. Valentin, I believe you need to get a lawyer because there's nothing we can do on this side. They want to sue you. So I'm thinking, oh, great, $500,000. I'm lucky if I have $5, you know, and they want $500,000. And so I'm saying, oh, Lord, what are we going to do? And so Nancy and I started to pray. And she had told me to get a lawyer. And a half hour later, I'm not kidding you, phone rings again, and she goes, Mr. Valentin, forget about that lawyer. We just settled. Everything's fine. And my heart. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about. God of the impossible. Situations like that. And there's a lot more situations that you might have that are a lot more important than that, you know, because money doesn't mean anything, you know. But just think of God doing something so impossible at that moment when you all hope was lost. Get a lawyer, you're going to have to pay this, you know. And so I was scared. But we prayed, and God came through. You know, all through scriptures, from the beginning of Genesis all the way through, God shows us that he can do the impossible. He shows us in scripture. In Genesis, he created the heavens and earth, the moon, the stars, the planets, and aligned them perfectly. Perfectly. All right? So, I mean, everything that he does is done perfectly. Not even the Avengers could have done that. All right? He created everything. God had his hand in there. Then look at Jesus. And when Jesus was going with his mom, they went to a wedding. They needed wine. They were out of wine. Not only did wine suddenly appear, and not a couple glasses, people, a few jugs, all right, that holds a lot of wine, but it was choice wine. It wasn't just the ordinary wine that they used until the people couldn't drink anymore, and they stole away the good stuff. They saved it for themselves, you know. It was the best. That's how God is. He saves it for the best. Just think about the situations where Noah's Ark, when he asked Noah, because Noah was faithful and blameless before the Lord. He told him to build an ark. All right, just think about that, just the size of it. If you go to Kentucky and you see the replica, it's a pretty close replica of the Noah's Ark. It is amazing. It is huge. And you look at it and you're just like, and you can see, when you walk in there, you felt like you were there. And you can see they had some animals portrayed in there and how they stored it, how they got their water. It's amazing. It's just amazing. It's absolutely stunning. And then they give you history behind it. And they prove why creation is the real thing. All right? And they prove it. And you learn so much and you walk out of there and say, God is so awesome. All right? To build an ark, it took them hundreds of years, right? All right, and then the floods came, all right, and he cleared up. And look at what God does. He does the impossible, right? All the animals, he saved the animals two by two. Just think of those things, you know. All these things were going through my mind. The parting of the Red Sea. I mean, just, I don't know if you've ever been in, I'm afraid of deep water. And so I don't part the sea to let me walk on it. It would be awesome. I'll be so happy. I'll be, thank you, God, you know, because I'm just, something happened when I was very young that affects me today. But the parting of the Red Sea, that all those people, not just a few people, millions of people walked through, all right? And then when Pharaoh tried to go through, he said, goodbye, all right? That's it. You're gone. But look at what God has done for his people. All right, always doing the impossible. Was anything like that ever possible? Even today they would have a hard time doing something like that. I'm sure they can rig something up, but it would take them a long time. God does it like this. That's how he does things. The healing of the paralytic man. Not only to say your sins are forgiven, he said, get up and walk. All right, how many of us can do that? How many of us can do that? Get up and walk. I mean, this guy was like this since birth, right? Get up and walk, all right? And just thinking about the healing power that he has. So if you are a person that is seeking healing, he is the God of the impossible. Amen. If you are a person that needs your walls divided, the waters divided, so you know what's going on, he's that person. He can do that for you. If you're a person that needs to see the truth in his word, then he'll take care of you. Remember when he fed the 5,000? All right? He had all those people there, and then how are we going to feed these people here? I mean, you look at what he had to work with. Five loaves of bread, and two fish. I don't think that'll feed me. You know, and so, I mean, think about it. It's what he did there. The impossible. Not only did he feed them, he had 12 baskets left over. All right? So he had enough food to give someone else afterwards that wasn't even there. So, you know, he's taking care of business all the time. All the time. That's how God is. He walks on the water. I love that. When he walked on the water to the boat in the middle of the storm, calls out Peter, and then Peter takes his hand. When he's looking at Jesus, he's fine. When he looks and sees the situation, he starts to sink. It's exactly like us, isn't it? That's exactly what we do. When we look and have our eyes focused on him, we can do all things, right? But when we lose that focus, then we start to sink. And we forget who he is. And he's God. And I'm going to share some scriptures with you that I hope will impact your life today, your spirit. In Luke chapter 1, look what God does here. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Here's what's happening here. Let me give you a background story. The Holy Spirit visits Mary. And Mary, you're going to be having a son. How can this happen? I have not been with a man. This is impossible. But we're talking about God here. All right? And to show his perfection, all right, this needed to be this way. Mary had a child. Right, God did the impossible. In Jeremiah 32:17, Jeremiah is praying, and he's saying, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Are you struggling? Are you dealing with a situation that you cannot handle on your own? Is there someone that you love that's struggling? Right? Is there distance between you and your family, between your sons and your daughters, and moms and dads, uncles and aunts? There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard. So if you're struggling, that's who you need to talk to. He has the answer. Ephesians 3:20. Isn't it so cool? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, the works that is in us. You know, when you look at that and you look at the whole context of everything, Paul is speaking here, and he's speaking about when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, right? He gives you power that you never had before. When you're walking with the Lord and walking in the path that he has set before you, things become possible that were impossible before. All right? I've seen God work miracle in people just because they decided they're going to start reading the Word. Just reading the Word, God opened their eyes to the truth and healed them instantly. An alcoholic that I know. Just reading the Word, he said, I'm reading the Word of God, and I don't have a desire to drink anymore or to take any more drugs. That's how powerful his Word is. Because no therapy and no hospital can do that, all right? God can, because he's the God of the impossible, and he makes it possible. Mark 9, the disciples are conversing with each other, and is saying, you know, how come we weren't able to do this? How come we weren't able to heal? How come we're not able to do all these things? And this is his answer. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Believe in what? You got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your God. Believe that he can do all things. You have to have faith. And it's not easy. Faith is not easy. All right. It's not even to believe in something you can't see sometimes, right? And sometimes even things that you can't even feel, all right? When God speaks to your heart, when you're praying for your family member and you don't see a change, because we're looking with these eyes. See, but God's hand is over our family and over this church and over the church of God, all right? His hand is there and he's looking at them and he knows exactly what everyone needs. And it's his timing, not our timing. It's different. You know, we want everything right away. God do this. But God knows he has a plan for you. He knows if certain things happen a certain way, you won't be able to do the things he wants you to do. So he wants you to wait a little bit. He's teaching you a little patience. And we all need a little patience. But God is always there. The disciples didn't understand it. But Jesus spoke to them and told them this is what it means. Philippians 4. 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, when I read that scripture, when I'm feeling kind of down, it makes me feel like the Hulk. All right? I know I can do these things. All right? I know God through me will help me and give me the strength to do the things I need to do. I know that his word is truth. I know that he says he will take care of me and protect me. And so now I can walk in boldness. All right? I'm tired of seeing Christians walking with their heads down. You know, let's glorify God. Let's other people know who God is. And what is the difference in your life that makes you different from everybody else? What's the difference? They need to know that it's Jesus Christ. It's not anything that you do. It's not anything that you say. It's not by your power, but by his spirit. All right, we have to learn that. All right, and one of the greatest things I love to do is I love to talk to people. I love to talk to people about different things and different situations. So when we were on vacation, we got to talk to people from England. It took me a while to understand them, though. And we talked to people from Scotland. Wow, that's a real good accent. And then we talked to people from, they're originally from India, Punjab, all right? And now they live in Vancouver, British Columbia. But we talked to different people. Of course, we talked to the people that live there, the Mexican people. And we were able to share the word with a brother in Christ and to see his face, right, the way it was glowing when he served all the people, the way he presented himself, and how he knew that we were of the Lord and that he was of the Lord. He just knew. He gave us a list of singers, Spanish singers, Christian singers. He said, my wife has a list. I'm going to bring it to you. He brought it the next day, a list of all the singers. And I listened to a few of them. They were pretty good, you know. And helps with my Spanish, too. So, but just to see the glory of God on this guy's face. And when you look at that and you understand where how they live, they make about $10 a day. $10 a day. How many of you guys were willing to work for $10 a day? How about $10 an hour? No hands. $10 a day, all right? That's peanuts for us, right? Work so hard and so with such love, and they do everything well, all right? It's just amazing to see how God uses different situations like that, and it made me realize a lot of things, you know, how blessed I am. It made me realize what he has blessed us with and how you need to take care of that, but also how you need to share with other people that don't have what you have, all right? So he gave me a heart to give, you know. That's what God does. Isaiah 59:1. Yes. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear. Right? God's hand reaches everywhere. He hears everything. And he hears your pain. And he hears your needs. And he sees your pain and your needs. And he wants to take care of that. He wants you to understand, just believe in me. Have faith. Have faith in me. Trust me. Walk in my ways. All right? And I will show you the path. He knows exactly what we need. You know, what better person to go to than to ask God for what you need, for the people that you're praying for, the people that you love, especially on Mother's Day. There's some mothers that might be estranged from their children. What a beautiful way to say, Lord, I would just love for you to bring my children to me. All right? And watch what God does. God will do it. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but God will do it. Job 42:2. Job is amazing. Then Job answered the Lord and said, what did he say? I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Nothing can be stopped when you started. There's no one, there's nothing that can stop God from moving. When he starts to move, he moves. All right, there is no one, no instance, no situation where anyone is going to be able to stop God's movement. All right, Job understood that. It's interesting that this is when Job is being restored, all right, and his so-called friends, God wasn't so happy with them. He said, you know, you didn't stand up for me and you didn't do what I asked you to do. You went the other way. So I want you to have a sacrifice for me and then I will forgive you. All right, and Job will pray for you. Isn't that interesting? Job prayed for them, for his friends. But God cannot be stopped. When he starts to move, he cannot be stopped. Remember that, all right? When God is doing something in your life, it's for a reason, all right? And no one and nothing can stop it. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. The Lord says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Anything too hard for me? Nothing. God of the impossible. Nothing is too hard. This is one of my favorite scriptures too, because there's so many of them. But Matthew 17, verse 20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. You know, mustard seed is considered one of the smallest seeds around. Yet it grows to be, when it grows, it's a huge tree, all right? It's a tiny seed. That's how much faith you need. God is saying, just a little faith and watch what I can do. All right, when he's talking about the mountains, he's talking about those mountains in your lives, those things that hold you back, the walls that hold you back from God, the situations, the circumstances that hold you away from God. God says, when you have faith in me and you have faith as small as a mustard seed, I will move those mountains. I will move those walls. I will move those obstacles that cause you to look away. I will make a path clear for you so that you can walk with me. That's what God wants to do for us. He wants to clear every obstacle. He wants to show you that he can do what nobody else can. No doctor, no lawyer, no politician, no president, right? No boss. He can do all those things. And he can do it like this. All right? When you see God move and do the impossible, you can't help but know in your heart, wow, God is so awesome. He is so awesome. When you have a job that you've been at for 36 years and you never even applied to that job, all right, is God, he just did a miracle. I never even applied for my job. All right, I was called on the phone, want to come for an interview? Sure. And went through an interview with five different people, and I asked them, how did you get my name? And I was out of a job. I needed a job. And I've been there for 36 years. Not only did he do the miraculous thing about getting me a job without me even applying for it, all right, he sustained me at the same time. Now, God wants to sustain you and show you that he can do the things that you think in your life are impossible if you hand it over to him. Church, we need to really start walking like God wants us to. He wants us to have our heads raised up, and he wants our eyes focused on him. And no matter the situation, how tough it may seem to us, all right, God knows what he's doing, and he always does it right, and he always does it perfectly to sustain us, to keep us, to heal us, to help us. So when we cry out to him, he hears our voice. He can hear us. He can see us, and he can feel us. All right? Let God work in your life. Let him do the impossible that you couldn't do yourself or anybody else. Let the love of God, through his Son Jesus Christ, just fill you with his love. You know, Nancy was just thinking about something this morning as we're coming here, and I like Thomas, because my brother Thomas, everybody thinks he was a bad guy, because I don't believe unless I put my hands inside of his hands and do all that, right? But aren't we just like that? I said, you know what? I'm not buying that unless I know it's going to work, right? Don't we do that? All right? So Thomas really is an example, really, of us, all right? And when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, by the way, which is impossible for anybody else to do, all right? He did, all right? He didn't walk through the doors. They had the doors shut. They were afraid of the people outside those doors. He didn't walk through the doors. He went through the walls, all right? I don't know anybody that can do that. And if I seen Jesus walk through the walls, I would listen. Wouldn't you? I would listen. And Thomas, listen. All right? I would listen very hard. All right? Because, man, if anybody can do that, they deserve my attention. God needs your attention. He wants your attention right now. He wants to show you that no matter what, I'm here for you. And I always will be here for you. You can count on me all the time, because I am the God of the impossible. I want you to listen to this song. And if you feel as the Spirit is touching your heart, is there situations in your life that you think are impossible, you need God to touch you, the altar is open, and the Holy Spirit's here. And the Holy Spirit can do a better job than I can, because he knows each and every one of you. So listen to this song. It's really powerful.
Lord, I come with newfound faith. I will trust every word you say. All my fears I'm laying down. Impossible.
Powerful. Isn't that powerful? I listened to this song about 150 times already. I love it. And you know, just say it, you know, with me. You are who you are. He is the God of the impossible. Father God, let the God of the impossible, the Spirit of God, touch our hearts, Father, and meet us where we're at right now, Lord God. May those things that have caused us, Lord God, to fear or to move away from you, Lord God, be taken away by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may God do the impossible in each and every one's lives and every family here, Father. May you touch them where they need to be touched, Lord God. May your healing hands heal. May the Spirit of God bring us to our fullness, Lord God. Heal us from the top of our heads to the bottom of our toes. May God answer your prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now let's continue to worship God by giving of our tithes and offering. Just going to pray if the ushers will come up. It looks like I gave the mothers a break today. That's so. By the way, when before you leave, all mothers and all ladies, if you guys can grab a carnation, this is a gift from the church to you. And as you bloom for God, let you bloom for everyone outside these doors. As the colors, the wonderful colors that are shown here. So let's pray. Father God, we give you thanks and praise, Lord, for this day, for our mothers, Lord God, for all that they do. We pray a blessing upon them, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the offering.